Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at Ogden's Union Station.
Gloria Weller logs onto her computer at 8 a.m. and runs a Los Angeles law office from her home in Layton. She doesn't log off until 5 p.m. Gloria is 86 years old.
I always wanted to be a teacher. My mother was the best teacher. If you'd walk down Washington Boulevard with my mother, it was like, oh, Mrs. Stone, and these little kids would be running up. But then they got to be big kids and they were running up. Oh, Mrs. Stone, I'm so glad to see you. She loved those kids and they loved her back. It was important for my mother to go back to school. It was like, Gloria, you should work. And I always thought I had plenty of time to go back to school. But I got engaged instead. I never got back to school, but I always worked. When I graduated from high school, I needed a job, so I went to the employment office. I was hired by a law office. It was many hours of typing every day and a lot of dictation. It was pretty hard to do the typing because a good portion of that year, my arm was in a cast. So I did all my typing with my right hand, and I did it. My husband got transferred to California. The gentleman I worked for said, would I consider coming to work in his private practice? So that's what I did until I was expecting our first baby. He told me he didn't care if I came to work in maternity clothes, and I said, yes, but I do. And after we got to Los Angeles, I did some typing at home. And how that worked was that you had a messenger, and he would pick up work, deliver it to me at home, and then once I got the boys to bed, I would start typing. No matter how much it was, how many tapes there were to transcribe, I needed to have that done by 8 o'clock in the morning because the messenger would be back. One of the attorneys that I did work for was joining another law firm that was just opening in Los Angeles. So I went to work for them. Now that was in 1974, and that's the same law firm that I manage and work for now. That takes care of a lot of years. When my husband and I had decided to build a home here in Utah, it was always with the idea that I would not be working. I gave them 4 months' notice, and they said, do you think you could just take it with you? So we're now looking at 14 years of doing this. It works. I am never in my pajamas. I'm dressed. I've had my shower. I've had my breakfast. And once I go to work, I try to start no later than 8 in the morning. And then I work until noon and take a lunch break. And then I go back and work until 5 in the afternoon. And many a time you think, oh, why am I doing this? But, you know, morning came and you got up and did it.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.